Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What do you think the ideal time to take your first trip together in a relationship is?
I think 10 months is fine. Me and my ex-boyfriend went on a cruise at 9 months, and we were fine.
You were fine. Were you nervous about going that soon into the relationship?
Not at all.
No?
Not at all. No, what? We were older. We were 23, and we were both ready to settle down in life, and we were just having a good time.
And so what did you learn about him on this cruise?
That he wasn't right for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were good. We were good for about a year after. But, you know, we learned the ins and outs of people. We spent a whole week together.
When you went on that trip together, what's the first, like, you know how there's those red flags when you're dating somebody?
Oh, yeah.
What was yours? Do you remember one?
He went to the bathroom with the door open.
Oh, no.
And I didn't know we were that comfortable yet.
Yeah, and you're kind of like, oh, okay. Was it standing or sitting?
He was sitting.
Oh, that's really comfortable. Wow.
I walked into the little cabin on the cruise, and there he was. I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and no effort to close the door?
No effort to close the door at all.
Yeah, I would have probably made the same decision as you. I'm glad you called. Kelly, you're on Kiss 98.5. What do you think the ideal time is to take your first trip together?
Hi, Janet. The first time my boyfriend and I took a trip together was about 3 months into our relationship. And, you know, I put him through the gamut. Our first trip was actually, I was doing a half marathon out of town, and so it was just an overnight trip, and he wanted to come with. So, of course, you know, I was excited because it was the first time he was seeing me run in a major race. Mm-hmm. So he agreed to go, which traveling with a runner can be kind of tricky, especially like early wake-up calls and whatnot. So,
yeah, I would travel with a runner just for the carb load the night before. Did you do that?
What was that? I'm sorry.
The carb load the night before. That's always fun. The pasta dinner?
Well, the funny part was we got off to kind of a late start leaving Buffalo. So, you know, the carb load dinner wasn't exactly spectacular, but, you know, we got something to eat and we're on our way. Mm-hmm. But the early morning wake-up call was pretty interesting. I'm a morning person. He is not.
Oh, no.
But I got up and, you know, did my thing and prepared and everything. And I said, okay, I'm leaving now to go to the start line. I'll see you after, I hope. Uh-huh. But he totally got up and, you know, made his way on the course and popped up along the way and was a great cheerleader.
So your first overnight together was you getting good night's sleep for a race the next morning.
Yeah, I know. How exciting, right?
Perfect. Well, that's one way to manage it. Are you guys still together?
Yeah, it's been just over 2 years. We're still together. And, you know, he's definitely been great on all the overnight race expeditions, I'll call them.
Has he gotten a pair of sneakers? Is he running with you yet?
He's running a little bit, but he's a cyclist, and the first out-of-town full marathon I did, he biked the entire course, and, like, it was so encouraging. Like, I never knew when he was going to show up, so it was, like, super motivating because I was like, okay, I got to find him.
I love it. Couple that exercises together stays together. Thanks, Cal. Abby, you're on Kiss 98.5. We're talking about what's the ideal time to take your first trip together, 644-9850. What do you think, Abby?
So me and my boyfriend took our first trip together 4 months into our relationship. So I think it was a little bit more stressful than most because his family lives in Michigan. So mm-hmm. Ours was actually a road trip, but I feel like that's almost more difficult because it was 6 hours of being in a car with each other and then 5 days together from sunup to sundown and then meeting the parents for the first time. So,
Yeah,
I don't know if I would have done it at 4 months. Looking back, I probably would have waited a couple months because towards the end of the trip, I was kind of giving a little bit of attitude because I was nervous, but I guess it all worked out. We're still together, so.
Oh, good. What was it like to meet his family and have to, it's one thing to meet your boyfriend's family, but it's another thing to meet them and live with them for 5 days. That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, so we went and stayed with them, and his sister and her fiance actually went up also, but that was the first time I was meeting them, too. It was a, like, 4th of July weekend, like, long weekend kind of thing.
Yeah.
They were very nice, and it was great, and I love them now, but it was definitely, like, nerve-wracking to live with somebody for 5 days that I've just met.
So, yeah. Yeah, that's, it's, I think, personally, I think it's just hard being a house guest and just stop there. No matter how much time you've been with somebody or not, I just think it's hard.
Right, and, like, they have a whole, like, in-law basement kind of thing that they rent out, like, when him and his sister aren't there, so it was nice because we kind of had our own, like, place in their basement, but it was also still kind of weird. So I'm like, I don't really know them very well, and I don't know what I can and can't do, so.
Well, yeah, the house rules are a big deal because there's the shoes on and off, the cat's on and off the counter. I mean, there's a lot of rules to get used to.
Right, yeah.
I'm glad you called. Devin, you're on Kish 98.5. How about you? What's the ideal time to take your first trip together in a relationship?
Good morning. So I have a little bit of like a more unorthodox relationship. We actually took a trip driving down to Florida, 24 hours in a car, me, my brother and sister-in-law, and of course my fiance now.
Oh my gosh.
So 1 month. We were talking for a few months, but our first trip, we started dating. It was 3 weeks after.
And you went to Florida?
We drove to Florida from here in Buffalo, yeah.
How'd it go?
Actually, it went great. It went great. We're engaged now, so I think it all depends on your chemistry together. We've had a tough relationship because we have a lot of outside factors, but we learn to enjoy the little bit of time and pleasures we have, and that's how we grew. So I guess it's different for everybody.
Yeah, for sure. But, Devin, let me ask you, what was the first thing you learned about him that you didn't know just from being in a car for that long?
He's a good driver.
Is he a good driver?
He truck. The red flag was, though, that he's not a drinker. And I'm like, can I do this? Can I do this?
Yeah.
I mean, we all celebrate St. Patrick's Day here, so it's like, oh no. Well, I have a DD, though, so I guess it balances.
I think you just get used to a person that doesn't drink in a relationship, and then it just becomes normal, and you don't even notice it anymore.
Right, yeah, we do a lot of other things. We do, like, the glow-in-the-dark putt-putt, and, I mean, we do other things other couples don't do, and they find it fascinating.
Wow, that's
like,
amazing.
I guess I never thought I'd be in this kind of relationship, but it's actually
a little bit.
Right.
Cheers to it working. Thanks for calling, Devin. Brittany, you're on Kiss 98.5. So we're talking about the ideal time to take your first trip together in a relationship. What do you think, Britt?
So my husband and I, we went on a trip 3 months into our relationship. We've been together for 10 years.
Wow. All right. So tell me what the situation was that you decided, this sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. So, well, I was 19 at the time.
Oh, my
gosh. And my husband's like a year or two. He's 3 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to take a trip to New York City. And so we planned out, we just did an Airbnb and we drove to New York City and stayed there for about 4 days. And the trip was amazing. It was such a great memory. And we've obviously taken many trips after that. That was 3 months in our relationship. And then we got married in 2014. And so I was still pretty young. And
Well, that's excellent. Didn't it feel weird, though, just after 3 months, like checking into a hotel?
Honestly, I didn't didn't think so. And so we actually, so we Airbnb'd.
Okay.
And so we stayed in a private room in someone else's house.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think that made the experience, we've done it several times since. So I think that made the experience, like, even more fun because they were able to give us tips on what to do in New York City.
Yeah, sure.
And so I think that it just, it was early and I was young, but it was a lot of fun. And it really, we learned a lot about each other and we're still together. So
that's amazing.
I would recommend it.
That is so cute. You sound so happy. That's the kind of relationship I like to hear about. Victoria, you're on Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Awesome. We're talking about the ideal time to take your first trip together in a relationship. What do you think, Victoria?
So I agree with, I believe Devin said it. It kind of depends on who you're with, I think. But my boyfriend and I were together for 4 months, and he was going to Vegas for a business trip. Mm-hmm. So I decided to tag along. Mm-hmm. And it was great, and everything was going well. And then we decided while we were there that we would tag on Cancun to surprise our friends.
Oh, my gosh.
So we were in Vegas. We were in Vegas Wednesday, Thursday. I called my sister Thursday afternoon, and I said, hey, I'm going to go to Cancun. Can you please go to his house, get his passport, and overnight us our passports to the Bellagio?
Oh, my gosh.
So we booked our flights to Cancun from Vegas, not having our passports yet. And we went to the Bellagio. They have, like, little post office there. And it was 3 o'clock the afternoon on Friday, and our flight was leaving Vegas at like 10 p.m. on Friday night.
Oh my gosh!
So we, and then we got a text message that night that our flight to Cancun was delayed and the connecting flight was going to be late, so we had to rebook all of our flights. And him and I are still together. We didn't fight that trip. We had a great time in Cancun. We went back to Cancun a couple months later. We leave on a cruise next week, and we have Iceland planned in September.
Oh, I've always wanted to go to Iceland. Victoria, you know what the part of this story that's the most amazing part is that your sister didn't even ask, huh, what are you doing? She just went and got the passports. That's a good sister. Like, that's how sisters are supposed to be.
I agree. I literally called her. I said, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm on my way home. She was going to UB at the time. And I said, I need you to stop. I said, I'll Venmo you the money. Because it was like $45 to overnight them.
Yeah.
And I said, I was like, I need you to do this. And she's like, okay.
Not why are you going to Vegas or are you crazy? Just like, can you Venmo me the money? That's perfect. I love it.
Yep.
I love it. It sounds like you're in a great relationship. Jessica, you're on Kiss 98.5.
Hello. Good morning.
All right. So the ideal time to take your first trip together in a relationship, what do you think?
I think it depends on the person because I, with my ex-boyfriend, we were together for a year. And still, we were living together. We went on 2 trips in the same year, both family trips. The one in May was my family, and then we went in August with his family. And it was just terrible vacations. Like, I found out so much from him. Like, he's just, I'm not going to dog him on the internet, but it was just awful. We didn't last probably 2 months after that.
Right.
Give
me an idea of some things you learned about him and his family when you were with his family. And I also think you learn a lot about a person when they're with your family, don't you?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, when we went to his family, we went to Disney World. And that was my first time in Disney, so I was 20 at the time, and I'm excited because I've never been to Disney World in my entire life. And it was just, I went with him and his friends and his family, which are mostly like boys, and I'm like kind of the only girl. And I was like, I'm gonna go see princesses, and they were just like, he was just more on his friend's side than trying to hang out and spend time with me. And I was like, yeah, I don't like this. Definitely, I don't.
Right.
And then when we went to my family is crazy, so he just didn't fit in well. We fought every single night, and I was like, we're done. Like, this can't happen anymore. But my boyfriend and I have now, we only been together for 2 months, and we already went on, like, a little mini road trip, and I don't know. It was the best time of my entire life, so.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm in honeymoon phase or not, but.
No, you know what? I just think certain people are more compatible than other people, but there's nothing worse than when you're around a couple and they're like doing that, we don't know each other, they're bickering too much kind of thing, and you're like, awkward.
Right.
This feels awkward. But anyway, I'm glad you're in a good relationship. That's cool. Hey, Karen, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm good.
Karen, let's hear your story about the ideal time to take your first trip together.
So mine's a little different in that we both have children from previous marriages.
Okay.
So my twist is, when is it a good time to incorporate the kids? So every spring I take my two children to Washington, D.C., and we watch the cherry blossoms, and we just, you know, browse and walk around. So about a year, I think last year, yeah, last summer was the first time my now husband, then boyfriend, we invited him and his two kids. So now it's five kids in a van. Yeah, right there. Mm-hmm. So five kids in a van, about, usually it takes me about 8.5-9 hours. Obviously, with five kids, it was probably a 10-hour car drive because, you know, I'm hungry. I have to use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's stop and do this. Yeah, that was really interesting. It was really cool to watch the kids kind of interact and form bonds. Like, I think that it wasn't planned this way, but I think that it was the best thing for us to do as parents. Getting married, we're engaged, getting married to take our kids on a 10-hour car drive because they really got the bond, and we really got to see them interact and just, I think it does something to you to spend 10 hours in the car with someone. So it was really good. To this day, I still, if I get the kids all together and put them in the car, my husband will ask me 100 questions, well, where are we going? How long is it going to be? Are there bags passed? Like, he will check to make sure that we're not going on another car ride.
Oh, that is so funny. But I will tell, I totally agree with you. Going to Washington, D.C. with kids, that's one of my favorite trips to do. And it's so affordable.
It really is. Everything's free. I mean,
everything's
free. The museums are all free. Everything's free. I love it.
Yeah, I am so with you on that. And the cupcakes are on point in Washington. They've got some great places there. Sprinkles, Georgetown cupcakes. So, yeah, really fun. I'm glad you called. That's interesting. Kimberly, you're on Kiss 98.5. Thanks for holding.
Oh, my gosh. This is my first time calling into your show, but I had to share.
Okay.
My husband, he is now my husband, obviously. It's been about 24 years. But I have to tell you, he had to go away. We had known each other just a month, so I don't recommend this initially. We had just known each other about a month, and as the month is going in, he said, I just got to tell you something. He goes, I know it's going to be really awkward. And he said, I have to go to an away wedding. And he said, but I'm going with his best friend and his girlfriend. And he said, and I haven't asked anybody because I didn't find the right girl, and you're it, but if you want two different rooms, we can get it. So anyway, we go to this wedding.
And how you've been dating for a month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, it was 5 weeks when we actually went to the wedding.
Okay.
And he waited till the very last minute to make sure, you know, I fit the bill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so funny.
I know. And so we go to this wedding, and we're having a great time. He's very indulgent. His best friend is the best guy in the whole wide world. And we're having this awesome time. And the men, they go to get a drink, and they leave me with my best friend's girlfriend.
Okay.
I will not say her name.
I feel like I need suspenseful music.
You guys are
music.
Really having a good time.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, she's so great. And she goes, well, enjoy it because you're like the flavor of the month. Now,
stop.
I'm away. Okay. Yeah. And I'm supposed to spend the night in her room because I said, I don't know if I can do this room with you. Can I just do the room with her and you, you know, hang out with Robert, and we'll still have this great time. And I was on the fence, you know, feeling that way. And needless to say, when my husband came back, he could tell that something had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled me aside, and he said, you're so different. What happened? And I said, well, according to her, right in front of her, I'm the flavor of the month, and I'm stuck here at a wedding with you.
Oh, my gosh.
So, just needless to say, we're married. They're not.
No.
Yeah.
Why do people sabotage relationships like that? Isn't that terrible?
I was mortified.
Yeah.
We were so far away. It wasn't like I could call my mom, you know, being, you know, 28, going, Mom,
Mom, come get me.
I got you to wedding.
But Kimberly, the one question you need to answer for me. So the wedding ends. You're walking to which room?
Actually, we were outside the wedding, and we were going into the reception at this point. She did not say it while we were at the actual wedding.
No, but where?
The ceremony.
Where did you lay your head? What pillow?
I ended up staying with him.
Okay.
But he ended up throwing up all night because he drank too much.
Awesome. Lovely.
What a great date that was.
Perfect. A month in, why not? 5 weeks. That's funny, but yeah. I was just wondering if you would still stay in the room with the girl that said you're the flavor of the month.
No, I couldn't. I didn't like her anymore because I thought that was really mean, even though she thought it.
Right. Isn't that terrible? I don't get that. I don't get why sometimes people should just not say what they're thinking, but they still have a way of, you know, taking time to learn that. I'm glad you called.
It ruined her weekend, though, because my best friend, my husband's best friend was so upset with her. He basically didn't speak with her the whole night.
Well,
and even the next morning, he was so upset with her. Yeah. And needless to say, they did break up.
So, Kimberly,
I
know, right? What took you so long to call into the show?
You know what? I love your show, and
thanks.
I'm usually drinking a cappuccino on my way into work, so I just enjoy your show.
Uh-huh.
I have my coffee with my froth, and I'm so happy.
Good.
But when I heard the conversations, I thought, oh, this is the one. This is the one I'm going to try to call.
I need you to call again. I like
my
you.
Directory.
Yeah. Okay, good. Please keep us in your directory.
Hey, thanks,
we like that.
Thanks for letting me in.
All right, you're in.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye, Kimberly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.